The intense pounding of the soldier's rock-hard boots filters through the open window of your bedroom. As the helplessness creeps into your mind, you sit up in bed. The voice of your mother wails in terror, and the shouts of your father fill the downstairs living room with horror. Gently placing your head against the door, you hear the dull thud of footsteps once more, but this time approaching you. A tall, broad figure throws open your bedroom door, and before the scream can leap from your throat, he delivers a blow to the side of your head with the butt of his gun. As you are being dragged down the stairway, you see your mother clenching onto your little brother, weeping silent tears of mortification as your father is kicked into a powerless heap of blood on the floor. You tear away from the soldier and rush over to your mother, trying to be of some consolation until you are once more shoved onto the concrete floor. Being only conscious enough to watch the man directed at your father clench his finger around the trigger, you close your eyes. Can you hear me? Can you hear my voice? I didn't think so. This, my fellow Americans, is our beloved country without democracy. This is an example of the chaotic, Stalinistic world we would be living in if it were not for the fact that each one of us has the right, the privilege, to use our voice to vote. Our votes are the unbreakable tools of political empowerment that thrive through every generation. Can you hear me now? Can you hear my voice? If we, as a whole, change the way we perceive things, we could acquire that every aspect of our lives is affected by politics, which are determined by voting. We are a government that is appointed and ran by the people and for the people. We, as a part of these people, have the right to put our vote into the light. We live in a country where we have the choice to do so. But if we choose to sit in the amenity of our homes and lament about how much our system has altered itself or how bad it is, nothing can be or will be solved because you did not use your vote in our government. You did not use your voice. Suppose people of my age and culture decided not to put their vote into our nation's elections or important cases. Our concerns and thoughts about such things would never be voiced due to lack of voting. Cases that America's youth should be arguing with or against would become disproportionately under-addressed. Our generation would not be properly represented in our government because we, as a people, did not vote. Voting is our one and only voice in government. Can they hear it clearly? People come to the conclusion that they are only one American, and therefore only one vote. They believe that they will never drastically change anything by voting. But this is precisely my point. If everyone had this false idea planted in their heads, we would never have anyone's personal opinion voiced. Every American is a single vote that has rallied with all other fellow voters to become something to be recognized. Is my voice becoming louder? Can you finally hear me? Through all of this, we must never forget that the origin of voting in America was a hard-fought battle. To keep the United States eligible to have the freedom to vote, millions of Americans have sacrificed their lives, family, and value. They have served this country and have bestowed upon us the peace we take for granted every night in which we go to sleep without fear. We owe the right to vote to our country's founders, our servicemen and women, and to God. For we are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. My vote is my voice, a single marvelous voice of democracy.